When Fish and Game puts forward their game management plan, they hear from folks like Barry Reynolds from Bow and Brandon O'Brien from Auburn.
I know this guy, and I know this guy, and I know all of us. And he's out in the woods, you know, any day, every day. I don't even think he works.
3 months out of the year, we're in the woods every day.
Like almost all New Hampshire hunters, as in 93% according to a Fish and Game survey, these guys are mostly interested in deer, and they have opinions on deer management.
Right now, you could pretty much go out and you could shoot a baby deer. You know, it can be a small spike horn, and you can tag it as a buck. So we're not getting the mature bucks in the population.
And they say, mostly, they want more deer in the woods. But according to Fish and Game's moose biologist Christine Rines, there's one problem with that.
Deer and moose aren't necessarily a compatible species.
Ryan says if you're interested in a healthy moose population, there are already too many deer in the southern part of the state.
Down here, down south, where deer densities are high, brainworm is the primary, we believe, to be the primary influence on moose. From the White Mountains north, it's primarily winter tick.
Brainworm is a parasite that has evolved with deer and doesn't seem to make them sick. They pass it in their feces, and it's taken up by tiny land snails. The snails crawl up onto plants and are eaten by the moose, and it causes blindness, confusion, and death. So in southern New Hampshire, it's high deer population that Fish and Game thinks is killing all the moose.
I don't know who the gentleman is that said he had shot so many deer, but he's my new best friend, and he's going to receive a Christmas present.
They have proposed setting a cutoff for each region. North of the Lakes region, populations are still well above the cutoff level. But in central New Hampshire, Ryan says the moose numbers could hit that cutoff this fall. The southwestern part of the state is not far behind, though it could take a few years. She says the cutoff is basically...
Is this where the public would be satisfied that, yeah, stop hunting now, which is basically what we're proposing to do.
The population has continued to fall despite the fact that the number of permits given out to shoot a moose has plummeted from 675 in 2007 to 105 this year. The situation has got basically everybody throwing up their hands.
I wish I had a great answer. I really wish I had a great answer.
Dave Poole is with the New Hampshire Guides Association. Because moose permits are given out in a lottery and some winners need the services of a guide to bag their moose, guides arguably stand to lose the most. But despite that, Poole says so far he hasn't heard a peep.
The impact of hunting compared to the impact of the other things that have caused this decline is fairly minimal. But certainly it's a variable that can be changed by us as human beings. So I am not aware of certainly any guides that has given any pushback.
It's not at all clear where the moose population in southern New Hampshire will bottom out. For instance, central Massachusetts still has a few hundred moose despite a large deer herd. But Fish and Game biologist Rines says basically we're on our way to finding out, like it or not.
At some point, we have to be able to say, well, at this point, we're not going to hunt moose anymore and just sit back and watch what happens.
For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.